It's a 8:45. This is breakfast on 2SER 107.3. Just 15 minutes of brekkie left before I leave you with Tess and the Daily. But if you're an AFL fan, then you know that we're now in the wake of the Sir Doug Nicholls round, probably more commonly known as the Indigenous AFL round. Now, players of Indigenous heritage make up more than 10% of the AFL roster. And, you know, with high-profile, stellar performances by players such as Buddy Franklin, Eddie Betts, I think it's safe to say we can look forward to this number growing and growing in years to come. The AFL has also recognised the rather pressing issue of Indigenous health in Australian society and is offering support programs to members of the young Indigenous community to really promote their health and well-being. To talk us through it all, I'm joined by Charlie Sue Frail. She's the AFL Indigenous Programs Manager. Charlie Sue, thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me on the show.
Now, look, the AFL, we were just saying off air that the Indigenous Round's actually named after Sir Doug Nicholls, but it feels like the greater Australian population may not know enough about why Sir Doug is so important to footy and to politics as well.
Yeah, well, I think one of the great things that AFL can do as a code and any other sporting codes is really reach audiences to talk about really incredible things, whether it be our history or whether it be raising the profile of key individuals like Sir Doug Nicholls. And I think he's really an untold story of this country and the achievements and everything he has done, not only for Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people, but more broadly, his involvement in politics and activism is really a story that's untold by everyone. So Sir Doug Nicholls, he was born in the early 1900s, and he was a pastor, he was an Aboriginal activist, he established the Victorian Aboriginal Advancement League, was a foundation member of the Federal Council for Aboriginal Advancement, and I guess they were critical to the 1967 referendum and getting the whole Australian public to vote yes in a referendum for Aboriginal people to be included in the census and to remove to be included in the census and to grant the Commonwealth the power to make laws for Aboriginal people. So he's a critical, incredible guy. He's also played football, and I think one of the great things we were able to do last week and last year was also just highlight his vast contributions to the advancement of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
He's an absolutely remarkable man when you look at his history. And I think I think we can say that because of him, I think AFL resonates so well with the Indigenous community as a sport.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things, when he was playing football, he was also experiencing a lot of racism, when he was playing, but he persevered and continued on. And, not only both on the field and off the field, he was an incredible activist, and he really changed the dialogue and got people to have conversations about, changing the situation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Look, let's talk about sort of the health and wellbeing programs that the AFL are putting together. I mean, it's certainly a pressing issue for the Indigenous community around Australia still.
Yeah. So I'm very lucky as the Indigenous Programs Coordinator to work across the state, so in New South Wales and ACT. We have a number of different programs, and I think what's really great about AFL is just the ability, the resources and infrastructure as a code to be able to do, to really reach into communities and to run specific programs that target on the health and wellbeing, and specifically on the leadership development of so many young Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people. So, we run a number of camps through my program that's Talent Camp, the Adam Goods Talent Camp, which is funded by New South Wales Transport. And then we just get 40 young people together and have them for a camp where they learn AFL skills, but also complementing that is, we do leadership development. We have courses, we have training, we have different spokespeople trying to encourage the leadership development of our young people. And that's critical if you've got so many young, talented players from across New South Wales who, might have a career in AFL, to target them and to develop their leadership skills while they're teenagers is, critical to the success as a football player.
Look, the rather horrifying kind of Adam Goods booing saga, it's still very, very fresh in our memories. Do you think that programs like this and just the Indigenous round in general, do you think that they're contributing to the Australian conversation about the racism that's still a bit endemic and helping us push past it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you look at the dialogue shift around Adam Goods and the lack of support from the AFL, for him, both mentally and also how AFL as a code stepped in to support him. And then you look at a scenario like Eddie Betts and how that's been managed and how much support. Like, instantly you saw the two codes, club presidents, playing group, players association, CEO, the general manager of social inclusion at AFL. You saw all of these people come out within 48 hours condemning the behaviour of the fans and the racist taunts that went on both in the audience to the players and also to the racist incidents that have happened to trainers. So I think you look at all of that and say, yeah, definitely there's been an advancement, but there's still, 85,000 people went to the MCG for Dreamtime at the G on Saturday night. So that's a large sector of the Australian community who probably aren't aware of what racism is or how it impacts an individual. And so you've got this great opportunity through AFL to educate these whole sectors of Australian society who might be disengaged from understanding broader, politics or racism or, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people's history and culture. So AFL as a platform to educate is incredible.
And hopefully the programs you're running will bring us the next generation of great Indigenous players.
I sure hope so.
I sure hope so too. Charlie Sue Frail, thank you so much for chatting to breakfast this morning.
No worries. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was Charlie Sue Frail. She's the AFL Indigenous Programs Manager, talking about the campaigns that the AFL put together for health and wellbeing amongst the Indigenous community, but also broader what that means to a national conversation about what I'm quite happy to call the endemic racism still in our society.